Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On tonight's Queen Sugar After Show, we talk episode 9, Next to Nothing, with Bianca Lawson. Stay tuned for more. Welcome, Queen Sugar fans. Wow, we have quite the episode for you tonight. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Hey guys, it's your host Stacey. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace.
Hey, it's Angie Skates. You can find me on Twitter at Angie_Skates and on the gram at Big_Ange.
Hey, everybody. It's Kelly Skates, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheUrbanGypsyLA. And today, you guys, we have a special guest, Miss Bianca Lawson.
Hey. Where can they find you?
They can find me at Bianca Lawson.
And
Instagram is
Oh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What a great, another great episode. You know, yeah. They never disappoint. Oh, I want to take this episode a little bit differently. I want to talk about, I thought there was an overwhelming theme of love, I thought, with the different couples. Mm-hmm. And obviously with Darla and Ralph Angel. So let's begin there. I find them so compelling as a couple, yeah. Even though I don't necessarily like where things are going.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about, I guess, seeing them have these moments of real kind of relaxation, kind of coupleness?
I think that when you create a child together, it solidifies a bond that no matter what, it'll always be there. And you kind of just see Ralph Angel light up when him and Darla interact sometimes. I think it's cute. I think everybody deserves a second chance, and I kind of like seeing them have screen time together.
Yeah. I'm nervous for Ralph Angel.
Right, I'm so nervous
for their hearts. Like, oh my gosh, I hope it's gonna work out. Like, if they're gonna go there, but I am happy because I think about Blue. So I'm like, okay, if it does work, that would be amazing for Blue's little beautiful self. Mm. But what if it doesn't?
I think this is one of the first episodes that they took ownership of their relationship by themselves, because most times I'm like, oh, what does you know, Auntie Bi think, or what does Hollywood think? But now it was just them being themselves, and we've already seen that they have this like non-verbal sexy thing going on, so then they had this verbal thing going on. I'm like, and they can have conversation. Like, it was just really, and I root for them. There was a couple episodes ago I did not, but I'm on their side now.
What do you think about this evolution
of Ralph Angel and Darla?
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. Because I feel like, and you saw it with the story to Blue, Oscar and Olivia, they have so much history. Mm-hmm. And Darla has no family. Mm-hmm. And her whole family is Ralph Angel and Blue. Mm-hmm. And they've both gone through so much individually. And they're both trying to evolve and change and start their lives again. Mm-hmm. So I personally love that they're seem to be coming back together.
Yeah.
And we had a moment where you were again thanking Ralph Angel, so that made me think about that ridiculously epic scene last episode where you kind of
just lit it up,
which was amazing.
You lit that place on, that kitchen was on fire when you were done. Yeah. I was like, what
was that process for you, preparing for that kind of scene?
Well, the thing is, when you have like a scene, well, the dialogue, I mean, it was so gorgeous and I wanted to do justice to it. So that makes you nervous, because then you feel like, oh my God, you know, I've been given these beautiful, beautiful words. Like, I don't want to just like, I want to give it my everything.
Right. Yeah.
I want to really respect it. But then that makes you like overwhelmed, like you got to do this amazing job. So I just let it go. I was like, I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'd been living with Darla. Mm-hmm. But I want to say something about the actors, because Tina, Kofi, and Omar, they were so, I mean, they're always, but like that day especially, they were so present for me in the scene.
Yeah.
It's like, I really felt like once I entered the room, it was like, I didn't have to, like, I gotta like muster something up. They like really held the space and the crew. And I mean, it's like, this set is a dream. It's a dream.
We feel it because it translates.
I'm thinking, like, when you walked in that room, girl, like, it was that silent, overcome. Like, it was that weird, overwhelming, like,
with the lighting and everything.
Sexy is the wrong word, but I said last week, it was so sensual and sexy, everything that was shot. And so you come in, and it's this moment of, like, I have to apologize, which I don't think we expected for you to do that.
So we're
thinking a fight's about to break out in terms of Auntie saying, like, why is she here? And you calm the room. girl, all of our spirits are like, now that you're here telling us, I'm like, that just gave me a whole moment. Like, wow.
So when I read, when I read the script for the first time, I was telling Tina, the writer of the episode, I was like, I read the script and I was like crying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't have to email you and be like, oh my God, thank you for this. Thank you for this. Like, I'm just like reading it, like not as like, for myself, just like reading it is like, and I was, first I was like really excited, right. And then I was scared. Yeah. So like, I actually have to like act this and like really give it the fullness that the gift they gave me was that material, because you don't get material like that.
Right. That's so true.
Yeah, that was really? You would, though.
I feel like you're always, like, I've seen you in so many different versions of, you know, this, this is a little bit more somber, whatever, but I've seen you like do it.
But that was such a meaty scene, though.
It was.
And it's dealing with such issues that you just typically don't get to tackle, I guess. Right. You know?
Yeah. Plus, we've said it before that I think having the female be the outcast of the family, in a sense, and like not, you know, the typical single dad story, or I'm sorry, the single mom story versus like the single dad story, for you to be the person that is playing that and really owning the fact that you made your mistakes, like it's just refreshing is the right word. It's refreshing.
Ava and I were talking a little bit about Darla's backstory, because when I first before I even started the job, and Ava and I Skyped and we talked about the character, and she was saying that she really, because Darla's not in the book, and so she just really wanted to tell this story of a young Black woman that's in recovery and how lonely that is. And usually in like movies and shows, there's like some savior person that comes in and helps them, but really in real life you're alone most of the time, and you're doing that by yourself. And so she really wanted to show the real loneliness of that, and then how you can sort of like how people pull themselves up but kind of by themselves. And I was like, oh my god girl. yes I want to do this.
When do I sign up?
So in terms of what you were saying about not seeing it, so we talked about how, well, maybe she isn't from there, but she was going to school there, and she meets Ralph Angel, and they fall in love, and then he gets in trouble, and he goes away, and then she's all by herself with this child. She's young, she has no family, she doesn't know what she's doing, and she started doing some drugs, and, you know, one thing led to another, and she spiraled out, and I personally just feel like it's horrible what happened, but it's like, for me, I just felt like, well, maybe she was like deeply depressed, you know, and she was like all alone and overwhelmed, and things get out of hand and life takes a turn that you don't intend for it to. But then how do you sort of show up and like show up for these people that like hate you and don't trust you and have that image of like how they found Blue? And so to go into that house and look at these people and know what they think about you, what they're feeling about you, and having that shame about it, but still showing up and saying, like, I'm going to be a mother, and I've changed, and I'm going to make this right. Like, I just...
She's changing my mind about Darla. You're changing my mind.
Yes. It's crazy that you just said that, because even last week, like, of course I was here. We were here for the scene. You know, you're asking for forgiveness, but there was something you said last week about, like, you know, I've changed, and you know, give me a second chance or whatever. And I remember... I like that you said, because we were both looking like, should we give her a second chance? Yeah. You know, kind of being petty. Not on purpose. But just because everyone says that. Everyone always says they've changed.
Especially with drug addiction,
Everyone says that. So that narrative is just so real, for one, and just and something you have to make a decision as the person that's getting the apology. Are you going to trust their apology, or are you going to say, everyone says that as well? Because that's my first thought when you started apologizing, before you started breaking me down, was they always say
same old, same old. I still didn't trust you. Especially in the early episodes where, like, Blue's, like, asking about her. And she doesn't, like, show up, but they don't know why. Yeah. Like, so it just seems like, oh, we still can't trust her. She hasn't changed.
But it made me sad. They really should have gave you a second chance. I was kind of mad when they did that. Because, I mean, your boss was not filling the vision. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I think life does that. It's like, you start moving a little bit, and then you get tripped, and you start moving, and you got to keep getting up and moving forward. But
Sometimes I feel like I'm seeing things on the characters' faces that might be telling. How much advanced, like, when you get your script for the episode, how many episodes do you get? Do you know what's going to happen in the next episode? Like, how much of the character do you know about their future?
Well, okay, I mean, I'm not going to say what it was, but originally there was a different story for Darla. And so I was like, okay. But then I think something happens. Like, when you arrive on the set and you get with the other actors and you guys start experimenting and playing, and then you see the chemistry mm-hmm. and the things that maybe weren't on the page, but just the nature of all these different energies coming together, and you and then they're like, well, that's kind of interesting, and that's kind of interesting, right. and let's kind of see, you know. So there's always kind of like a general idea, but you never really know. You never really know. Things could change. We shoot 2 episodes at a time. How early did I get the scripts? I mean, I because I wasn't in every single episode, I had a little bit of time, which was so nice. But I didn't know what was going to happen. I was like waiting for the script, like, what's, you know, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? I mean, I don't know. Do they get back together? Do they not?
I just see so much exciting. In the faces. I'm like, it feels so deep. I'm like, what's telling for the future?
Do you realize what that are was such a good, good point? Do you, I guess you kind of answered it, but saying like, if they say, play this type of expression, or do you ever get this, play this type of expression? Because like I said, that nonverbal scene episode, was that 2 or 3?
3.
Yeah, girl, 3. That nonverbal, that nonverbal, that was too much.
We got some tonight. We got a little bit of that tonight. We did. Went going to the farm.
And you I like, was into
I wasn't expecting that scene when I got the script. I was like reading it, and I'm like, oh.
how was that written?
So much chemistry there.
The scene was actually written differently. And Nima, our director, it was like me, Nima, Kofi, Jason, who wrote this episode, we all just got together and like she was like, let's just talk about the scene, like what are things happening, like what's the, we had a conversation like without the words, and so it was like, how do we create this conversation without any words? I mean, that's just what kind of set it is. It's so, you feel like real artists because you're like,
I love that.
That's the sense that we get. It's amazing that that's exactly what you guys are doing.
And everybody has said that it's beautiful.
Paul Gardens, one of the people that was all of us trying to bring it out.
I love it. We'll talk about Mike and Kiki and Remy and Charlie later. I want to get back to to the meat of the.
I do love Kiki. I have to tweet on girl.
But the meat of this episode was another emotional scene. We all kind of talked about the conversation about this whole guest worker idea and migrant workers. You know, Ava does this beautifully where she's always giving us these very real meaty issues to dive into. What was your sense of that whole that storyline?
She made it real for me. Like, even me as someone who I consider myself to be very aware and conscious of things like that, she made me realize I'm not as conscious, and that I just kind of group them all together. So this made me realize, like, sheesh, these are real people.
I think for me, what she did was highlight the similarities that we all have between, as people of color and our struggles in this country. And she humanized them in a way that we don't really get to see in real life or on screen like this. And I really appreciated that. There was so much compassion for them. They're human. Right. Like, I think we tend to forget that. We get wrapped up in our own day-to-day lives and the operations of running the farm like the family does. And they didn't even know the names of the people working for them. So it just kind of gave them a really human face. And you can't, once you have this awareness, you can't
go back,
you know?
Yeah, even the line when she compared it to slavery.
She said, replacing the black for the brown. I was just like,
that's deep. It was so, I think, I don't know, I want to say the scene was unfair in terms of, not for us, but it was just unfair the way that it unraveled as, like, watching it, you know, as an audience member and seeing the character, because I also started like, oh my gosh, somebody died. Like, okay, I'm texting, I'm looking, they're crying. It's like the unraveling was just...
The scene was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was. Because like, I can watch it and do what we have to do while we're, you know, take notes or whatever, but literally they start going into it and the emotion and then Don's face, and you're seeing these people react as us, as we're reacting.
Yeah, they're feeling it as we're feeling it.
And we're like, oh my, like, are you not seeing what's happening? And it's so sad that we've had to say it so many times. They're human, because how is that not something we already know? Right. I'm not saying we don't necessarily know, but I think people have this idea of, you're just this.
Yeah.
And that just...
I think we get very, like, caught up in our lives and our drama and our stuff. Mm-hmm. And you don't stop to think, like, oh, this person just had a child. And they were a new husband. And you know what I mean? We don't know anything. We're just going about our lives. It's like, so narcissistic. narcissistic, so self-involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we forget that guest workers are people. And as I mentioned, you know, a long time ago, George W. Bush had created a path to citizenship for guest workers that didn't pass. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's something that she highlighted here.
Yeah. And she reminded us about. Because I feel like we, you know, this is a voting season. This is a time to really be paying attention. And for her to say, like, by the way, these are the little things y'all don't know, or the little nuggets you might not be paying attention to.
And the artistry behind it. Because you just felt it, and then you're like, wait a minute, these are some real issues. How was that for you on set? On set tackling, you know, whether it's the prison industrial complex and Ralph Angel being afraid to go even talk to the police because of, you know, that feeling. How do you guys tackle that in your downtime?
Well, I can't speak for any of the other actors. Yeah. I mean, I personally, I mean, just with, like, Darlix, that's who I... Mm-hmm. I just sort of, like... I have my thoughts about who she is in her life, but I don't go into thinking, like, you kind of already know these are, like, major issues, and we're getting to kind of highlight these things that I think a lot of television shows don't highlight. But I think I personally don't, like, think of it that way. I'm just, like, playing the character, and I'm just in the scene, but grateful sort of over here in the back of my mind that this has, like, a double meaning. You know, it's, like, beyond just, like, entertaining people, making them feel, but, like, this is really going on right now.
Do you guys ever have dialogue, though, about the different topics off the screen?
Oh, I mean... Maybe they do. but you know what's going on. You kind of mean to talk about news and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, it's such an intense backdrop for the show.
Sad because I was a little, like, I kind of yelled at Dawn a couple times.
She did.
And I don't know why. I don't know why I yell at her so much. She also got my sympathy back when she also realized where her head was at. Yeah. And when she was talking to Nova and saying, like, I didn't even know this and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, yeah, she worked for us. No, she worked for me. Like, or they worked for me. I mean, I was the one here. So, you know.
They're so good at playing her as that privileged but character
that still wants to be connected
and meaningful. Yeah.
I don't.
So she notices her ways just, like, way too long.
Yeah.
I really love it. And you're like, I'm still mad at you. The fullness that we get to see. Not just.
And these people aren't perfect.
Yeah.
They're messy. Like, they're all. There's light and dark.
I don't know why I want Dawn to be perfect. And it's not. It's not that I actually want her to, but it's like you want one of the characters, because I'm already decided Nova's the one that's going to be messy. And I'm like, wait, they're all going to be messy? Like real life? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Complicated.
That's what life is, though. So it's epic.
Well, speaking of Dawn, we got to talk a little bit about the Remy Charlie thing. Get back to the love.
This is
I need to know who's writing some of these lines. There were some good lines. Remy, from Kiki, from everybody.
I picked up game this week. Listen, if I send the right text this week, you know how
I took notes. What do you guys think about that evolution of Remy and Charlie?
You guys already know how I feel about Remy and Charlie. And I just love the fact that he basically said he's willing to be patient and move on her time. Yeah. And I just think that's beautiful, because that doesn't happen all the time.
Timing is everything. Yeah. And the fact, like, it's so gentle and it's patient. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I think it's what she needs in her character.
Absolutely.
And I think they're good for each other. And I hope she never goes back to Davis.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I don't know why you're so
Why you still feel that way?
Like, even after that, you still do?
Yeah, I do.
Really? If you're right, I'm going to be super sad. Like, because sometimes
he's wrong.
Okay, let's make that clear.
Yeah, I want to ask you, but I don't know if you already know, so you can't say anything about it. But I guess as a viewer up until this point, what are your thoughts about Remy and Charlie as a couple?
Oh, well, I mean, they are... They're adorable.
Yeah, it's hard not to say.
So
And I love Dondra. I've known Dondra since I was 12.
Really?
He's the godfather of my younger brother.
That's amazing that you guys are working
World. So
awesome.
I love that.
He's totally the southern gentleman. I'm so rooting for him.
And I think even the way he approached it, you know, because as soon as he said, you don't have to say anything, I was like, I wasn't sure what was happening after that. And then, you know, the gentle touch, and it wasn't even, we don't even need a kiss.
What does someone see?
And it's like, they can see. And then he said, everybody grown. I said, we are grown.
I was just like, what does somebody see? And we're all like, who? Besides
your kid, we have no one to explain this right. to. I mean, Auntie Vi could get mad. You know, she's
on the set. Probably also going through a lot.
She has a lot. We should talk about her.
We got to talk about Kiki, too, and then we'll go to Auntie Vi. Kiki was a little bit of a spitfire herself.
Did you say I thought you were taller on Instagram?
Yes. She said, my friends are following. Not me. My friends are following you.
She said, let me tell you how modern this show is. Follow me on IG. I looked at her, I said, let me get her IG. Like, that was amazing. That was amazing.
What do you guys think of Kiki? I like her as a new character for Micah, though.
For sure.
I love it. The young romance.
So beautiful.
Yeah. She's feisty.
Yeah. And she's a lot different than his Malibu girlfriend.
She didn't have anything like the to say. Sadly. Yeah. Hopefully her mom is different, too.
I just like seeing something happy for Micah, kind of a breath of fresh air, something different.
But do you think she's a troublemaker at all?
Remains to be seen. Remains to be seen.
She has troublemaker tendencies.
I think at that age, I mean, like, what teenager isn't?
Isn't causing a little trouble.
True.
I think they're going to be good for each other.
Good.
Mm. I think it's like a... I think she just has a little bit of an attitude, but I kind of like that because I feel like normally when you describe a black girl with an attitude, it's like a negative thing.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how her character really
evolved. So far, it's been a positive portrayal.
Yeah.
She's feisty and cute.
Yeah,
I love
her. I like Kiki, the new blood.
Me too. Follow me on Kiki Twirl. That was too much.
Yeah, we got onto Vi is really going through it. It kind of caught me by surprise. Because she seems to always be the matriarch and has it together. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about sort of
I
her
love that
crisis?
Scene with her and Nova.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was beautiful on the steps.
Yeah, it was finally Nova getting back to Nova because Nova's been a mess for a minute. Yeah, she has been.
What's going on for these people?
Nova's still a mess. She just had a moment of clarity.
She was back to the Nova we thought she was in that first episode. Yeah.
She even told Micah, like, "Well, that's up to your mama." I'm like, finally, you realize that it's not your decision.
Yeah, but I love that you said that. We got to see her a little troubled because we are expecting her to always have it together, because that also goes to what you've been saying and what we've all finally agreed on, that these people are really messy. And I think it took me a longer time to see it. I'm like, no, these people are perfect, and Hollywood and her are never going to break up, and then something always every couple I'm like, no, oh yeah, oh no, you know. So to see that Auntie Vi has her own thing, and for Nova to give her that advice.
And Hollywood did too.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm gonna tell you one more time."
Scene, like, she kept repeating herself, almost like she didn't even believe what she was saying.
Right. She was just looking for some kind of affirmation.
So Hollywood.
But think of how many people go through that. Like, how many women, especially, but not just women, but in this situation, for her to be the caregiver and the one that. I'm only satisfied when everybody else is satisfied.
But it also then. If, like, you're solving everyone else's problems, you don't
yours
have to really
fall
look
by away.
Yourself.
Exactly.
And I think that was a little bit of, like, a generational thing. I think our parents were more of that way, where they found their purpose in caring for others.
Absolutely.
So that's why you were looking for the grandkids and want to make sure you were constantly just caring and outpouring that love.
I think we also have, like, the stereotype of the super strong black woman that never, ever has a weak moment, or, you know, like, she always has to put on this face. And it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to not be okay.
Absolutely.
And I think that everybody around her is giving her permission to do that and say, take care of yourself.
And we'll help you.
And we'll hold you down. Yeah. Like, it's okay.
You better hold us down, girl. You better hold us down.
Yeah, it was the first time we've really seen that. And I just love these, at least these past two episodes, because everyone feels like they're all together in the same house. And, you know. We had some more stuff with Darla and Ralph Angel.
And we're back.
Back to Darla.
I love her reaction. She was like, yeah, we did.
Well, already for me, I'm just concerned. Already the car seat issue. That
She's not ready. She hadn't really been a mother. Yeah. I mean, she doesn't know. This is like her first time kind of like being... a mother.
Are you as nervous for Darla as we are?
Okay, I don't think this is giving anything away. But there is a scene in a future episode where I had to put like a sweatshirt on Ethan, who is just delicious.
Delicious.
And like the way I was doing it was so awkward. And the doctor's like, you know, I was gonna stop it because it was a little like, how do you? But then she's like, no, Darla wouldn't really know because she, you know, she got the child taken away pretty young. But am I nervous for Darla? I mean, I'm biased, I love Darla. But I think Darla, to go from where she was to where she is now, there's a strength there. Just like we're talking about how Violet, there's that, like, vulnerability, that sensitivity, that flip of it underneath. Mm-hmm. And, like, Darla's so seemingly sort of vulnerable and fragile. And she is, but she's showing up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, she's showing true. Up. So... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, that made me nervous. Well, I guess let's go into predictions.
Well, just with everything that you just told us about Darla's character and then what we said about Auntie Vi, I don't think necessarily in the next episode, but now you kind of make me want Auntie Vi to be there for Darla and kind of show her the way in being a mother. Yeah. So that...
Why can't you see that coming?
I can't see that.
I didn't
at all.
See it until this conversation.
That's good.
So I hope it happens. I don't know when or if, but yeah. I think that's that would so be good because she. You just made me realize like she just needs help and she needs family. Everybody needs family. Nobody can do it on their own. So I now have a soft spot for me.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, but I also want to see Auntie Vi take some time for herself.
There's
and
no,
I think
yep.
that yeah. Ralph Angel is actually going to step in true. And show Darla a lot of the ropes of parenting, and that's something that we don't always see, is yes. the man saying, hey, this is how you parent our children.
I like that.
So I'm looking forward to that, I think.
I definitely want to second that. Like, that's what I want. That's what I want. Like, that's what I... Yes, because that scene, you know, with you guys was so beautiful. I'll take care of it, blah, blah, blah. That was awesome.
I'm a romantic, so I was watching.
Isn't that cute? Oh, my gosh. So, I'm going to say I'm on this Remy and... Charlie train right now. No, it took a minute. Because I was like, no, it's your man. Yeah, lies. Don't come back. But I assume it's going to be a patient ride, which I love. I just want to see when she decides to, because now the ball's in her court. So I'm like, the ball's in your court? I want to see when she takes the shot. That's what I want to see. So... I don't know if it's necessarily a prediction, but it's like, that's what I'm hoping for.
But I do love that
episode.
He's giving her that space. Like, he's telling her, like, this is what's up. I have feelings for you. I don't want to be your friend. However.
That's a good man telling an extraordinary woman. He wants to be more than a friend. Yes. Yeah, so that was good.
A good man, extraordinary
woman. Like, yeah,
you better jump to that position. Like, what?
I loved it. But we got to give props. I got to give props. I forget which one of you was that said they would find those dead bodies. One of you said that one of the workers was going to die.
I don't know.
Was it you?
I thought you said it.
No, I
would
said,
not.
One of you,
I said
one of you last episode. It must have been you then. Yeah, it wasn't me.
I don't think it was me either. Somebody did
like,
say
did
it,
I say it?
Yeah, some, one of y'all. Well, one of us called it correct. So props to the team.
Yeah, we're
glad it wasn't because of the storm, because then it would have been all Charlie's fault.
Oh, for sure. I don't even think I wouldn't bounce back for her as a character.
That would have been tough.
I would have been.
But I think my prediction. What's my prediction? You've made me root for Darla, but I just feel like she's gonna make some mistake. It just doesn't sound right. She's gonna be driving the car all of a sudden. she needs to ride back to the farm. So
why she can't get a ride, you guys? Everybody had a problem with that.
I know.
I just feel like I'm being set up for failure with Darla. And I don't know why. It just feels like it leaps off the screen to me like this is just not... I feel the train crashing. But I hope it doesn't, because now I'm a huge Darla fan.
Yeah. Good job,
dude. I wasn't rooting for her until now. Now I'm rooting for her.
Because you're just the way... like. You're in love with her, and she's sweet, and you kind of like humanized her so much. Not that we haven't seen it last week. I mean, killed it, but...
You made me remember she didn't have family. I keep forgetting that because I'm in the family. And I'm like, no, you're not good enough for Ralph Angel.
Ralph Angel's a huge family.
Yeah, exactly. He has many people.
It's hard because I feel like they also, with his sisters and stuff, maybe don't take him super seriously. And him is kind of like, you know, but he still has Annette.
You don't have a lot of moments with the sisters, actually. So I just realized, like what do they think?
But she just reminded me about drug addiction, because I was thinking to myself, would I believe any drug addict that said they were, like, completely clean? And the answer was no. And I was like, well, that can't be true. Some of them, you know.
Are definitely clean now,
So that kind of got me to look at it from that perspective, that someone must make it out of drug addiction. Mm-hmm. And why can't it be Darla?
Yeah.
So we'll see what remains to be seen. Well, we just want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. This is amazing. I had fun.
Oh, my gosh.
This is great.
absolutely awesome. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
I'm Kelly Skates. You can find me at The Urban Gypsy LA.
You can find me. I'm Angie. You can find me on Twitter at Angie_Skates.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Takes Days.
And Miss Lawson, where can they find you?
Oh, there? Yeah. Okay. You guys can find me at Bianca Lawson on Twitter and Bianca Jasmine Lawson on Instagram.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you, guys. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.